This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Hour 3, powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com. November is...
No shave. November.
Charlie?
I am
cheating over there, man.
I am heating No Shave November.
What's that, man? What you putting there? Ultra Perm? That's just juices and berries.
First year since I've been eligible to grow a beard, or able to grow a beard, that I have not participated. Couldn't deal with it.
What you putting in there, Charles? Your juices and berries, man?
Oh, yeah. Steroids.
Really?
But this, the
that's
beard...
That's actually just a lot of cat hair.
Wow. Well,
just adding to the thickness.
Yeah, that's right. You and your cat, Charlie or Harry or... Bill or some regular
Henry.
That's
Bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me stop you. You gotta name your pet something you can't name a person, like Killer. Like,
see, I'm the
Robo,
opposite.
Turbo.
I love when pets are just given like totally normal human names. When it's like Todd the dog. Like,
no,
I just think that's hilarious.
No. Cause you gotta give him a name you can't name a person. I can see Charlie talking to someone like, hey, yeah, man, I was at the house hanging out with Henry. And someone will be thinking like, oh, okay, Henry's your friend. Y'all went out to dinner, hung out. Like, no, man, Henry's my cat. It's like, dude, name him Garfield. Name him like something you wouldn't name a person. When you talk about Henry, the first time that, you know, because this is new. Our marriage is new. The first time I heard you talking about Henry, I said, man, I got to take Henry to the doctor. I said, who's Henry? Is that your cousin or your uncle? Is that your friend? Oh, no, it's my cat. Cat's name Henry? What?
But if you go outside the box with something that's not a normal name, you're always asked a follow-up question. Why'd you name your dog Killer? What'd he kill? Why do I have this feeling of being afraid of this dog?
My dog's name is Killer, and I don't have an alarm in my house. Put two and two together. What?
At the very least, I think... I like the normal human names for pets, but if I was gonna name them something like that, I would want to make it ironic, like it's a little tiny dog and name it Killer. Like, I think that would be
funny.
Yeah.
Let's change the name of your dog. I mean your cat. Let's do that.
Well, you can the black
Hit,
one.
Hitman Henry. Let's do that.
Hitman.
Trey Otis.
I'll see how Allison feels about that.
Then he'll be a real thug, Charlie, because we know all about being a thug on this show.
Of course.
Let's get to Jason. Jason, good morning.
How's it going, Swain?
Hey, Jason. Great, man. How are you?
Follow up what you was talking about maybe if Gruden does come, he gets an all-ball staff. What's the chances maybe, like, you would be the wide receiver coach, T. Martin, offensive coordinator, maybe bring Haynesworth in as a D-line coach?
I think
Kelly get a red shirt this year?
Who's that?
Did Todd Kelly Jr. get a red shirt, a medical red shirt, or did we lose him too?
He doesn't necessarily need a medical red shirt because he didn't red shirt his freshman year, so he can just use a regular red shirt this year and still have another year. I think Haynesworth needs to be like head of security. I think that'd be great. Like Haynesworth, head of security, or we give Haynesworth the title of being the Vol football Twitter person. Like he sends all the tweets out.
That's a dangerous path.
Let Haynesworth control the Vol football account Twitter.
I could not be more for that.
Oh, dude,
that would be. Speaking of Twitter, Butch Jones blocked me on Twitter after the South Carolina game for asking did he need help packing hashtag box by box.
Really?
Yeah.
So Butch, okay.
What led you to that tweet? Butch, let me ask you that.
What?
What led you to that tweet?
I was tired of us losing and tired of him not playing one of my favorite players on the team.
Fair enough.
Absolutely. But, I mean, Butch, he got asked like every press conference, like, you know, essentially, everyone's talking about you getting fired. How do you handle that? And he was like, well, we don't pay attention to the noise or anything. And he's blocking folks on Twitter.
Yeah, I actually have it screenshotted on my phone. It says you have been blocked by UT coach Butch Jones.
Oh my goodness!
Put that on your.
I used his own phrase against him, brick by brick. I used hashtag box by box.
That's a great tweet, by the way.
Yeah,
it's a great use of Twitter.
Yeah, I think Haynesworth would be good.
Soft.
I think Haynesworth. I don't know about me coaching.
I think you'd be a good receiver coach because you're good with the kids and you can help get receivers in here that want to play and mentor them.
Jason, dude, I'm confident. I would be the best receiver coach in the country.
It's a matter of wanting.
I would be selling kids to run in a checkerboard end zone.
Dude, oh, yeah.
I would get all the 5 stars. Easy. And we would develop them, and they would, and then wide receiver U would be wide receiver U again. Oh, I don't have any doubt in the skills. They just don't hire guys from radio to be football coaches. They just don't do that. T. Fair got opportunity, but he was like a quality control guy. So that's not realistic. But there's a lot that I've done for Tennessee that I will do for Tennessee that people won't ever hear about or know. But that would be fantastic, man. That would be awesome to be able to say.
I would love to come in one day, Swain, and just sit and talk football to you for the whole 3 hours. Because I bleed orange. I'm originally from Virginia, 20 minutes from Virginia Tech. Grew up a Volunteer fan.
I will tell you this. If I was a receiver coach of Tennessee, my wristband game would be better than Coach Z's. That's right.
Where you at, Zach?
That's right, Coach Z. My wristband game would be better. I would have wristbands with my wrist all the way up to my elbow on both hands.
Get those color coded
on both arms. That's right.
You have
it'd be like a rainbow. Like it'd be Skittles on my arm of wristbands. I would not need to wear a long sleeve shirt during the cold game.
And one more question, Swain, before I let you go: have you heard anything else about Coleman Thomas's injury? Are we going to be playing 4 freshman offensive linemen against LSU this week, or is Coleman going to be able to play?
I'm gonna ask Jesse here in a second. From Valquest.
I heard that it was a wrist injury.
I'll ask Jesse Simonton here in a second, Jason.
Okay.
I got you.
Amen.
I got you.
All
right.
Thank you, man.
Go Vols, and hopefully pull one out this weekend, and never know. I'll get a chance to come in and talk football with you one day, Swain.
Hey, man. You're welcome anytime, brother. 865-337-7615. My wristband game. Cozy, man.
He'd be off the charts.
He ain't got nothing on this.
Can I just drop in a little slide back to the pet name question here? Allison Elliott on Twitter says, "I have a dog named Plea. Can you read Pleplius? Pleplius, Pleplius. That is true Pleplius. Originality.
Too many syllables though.
That's hard. Do you just call him Pleep?
Like what do you? I mean, what do you do when
he's Pleep?
Boop.
Like, what do you do when you walk in a room and he's like lifting his leg up, peeing on the wall? That's too many syllables to yell out.
Please,
what are you doing? No, I need I need just one name.
Please, be peeing Todd. On the.
Yeah, just too many syllables there. But I like it. It's original.
Yeah,
it's not a real name. It's not a real name.
Like Treyotis.
Yeah, name
that's a real name.
Name your dog Trey Otis. Trey for short.
In honor of the Swain event, name your dog Trey Otis.
Henry. Your cat's name is Henry. Sounds like he has like a 9-to-5 as an accountant. Like Henry the accountant. That's the name of your cat. All right, we're going to talk to Jesse Simonton coming up next from VolQuest. And I will ask him about some of the injuries. Who's on the coaching list for Tennessee and his opinion of what happened over the last 2 years here at Tennessee. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, Hour 3, powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com.
At Better Mattress, this November, every day is Black Friday. All month long, get a free adjustable base with select mattress sets. You don't have to get up early or fight the crowds for a great deal. Sleep in and shop Better Mattress during Better November to get a free adjustable base while supplies last. That's $1,000 savings. During November only, choose from 40 different mattress sets and get a free upgrade into an adjustable base at Better Mattress. Good night, just got better. BetterMattress.com.
Now, top excuses for not wearing a seatbelt, as told by guys in Tennessee.
Man, I get claustrophobic, though, you know?
That's not claustrophobia. That's safety.
I don't know. I get this rash.
Are you sure that's from a seatbelt?
I don't need one. I've got my airbag.
Seatbelts and airbags work together. Think teamwork, like sports.
Nobody tells me what to do in my vehicle.
Ever heard of stoplights or speed limits? There's really no good excuse for not wearing a seatbelt. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
You're listening to the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Better Mattress is a place you need to go if you're looking for a new mattress. It'd be for your room, the kids' room, the guest room, or if you have a pet cat named Henry, if you want to give a little bed for him, you can do that. Better Mattress, right now, awesome promotion going on. Every day in November is Black Friday. So all month long, get a free adjustable base with select mattress sets. My mattress set is one of the best in the whole entire store. So go there, ask them about what I have. It is phenomenal, the adjustable base. And I prep at night, in the bed, sitting up, watching Monday Night Football a little bit, watching TV. And sometimes I fall asleep in the bed with the computer on my lap, and sometimes I don't even charge my phone, which is why I ask Brad for a charger every other day. But it's because of my mattress. I love it. King size. I do have a little sleep apnea, so it's great for that. If you have any health concerns with circulation, you can raise the foot of the bed and help with blood circulation there. And then also, the anti-snore function there is awesome too, because it sits you up, and that way your spouse won't slap you upside the head with a pillow. And
anti-snore function.
Oh yeah, dude, it's awesome.
Oh, this is something that people need to find out about.
Oh man, I love my Better Mattress, man. I love it. And then a little vibrating function there, which, you know, helps
get the kids to sleep.
Oh, that too, but it just helps. You know, it's not like a deep tissue massage, but it just helps put you to sleep, relaxes you. It's great. So Better Mattress. BEDRmattress.com is their website. 865-337-7615. We're going to get Jesse Simonton here on the phone here shortly. Taking a look at the text box here, free on the app, Android and Apple devices, way that you can interact with us. Really, really cool way that you can do that. And then Facebook Live comments, you can do that as well. But going to the text box right quick before we get Jesse on. Chris in Georgia, Swain, has Gruden contacted you about joining the staff? No, absolutely. Al from PA says, got a blue tick named Nealon. Cuz, why not? I like it. Chuck says, I like to see one of these big ego Twitter guys try Haynesworth in person. I would love to see that too. They're real tough behind that keyboard, man. It's real funny. We'll be joined now by Jesse Simonton, Fall Quest. Came over from another publication and has been phenomenal for Fall Quest, doing recruiting. He's one that will tell like it is.
He's killing it.
And still be respectful. There's a way you can do that, and Jesse does it better than most here in Knoxville. Jesse, good morning.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Great, man. Good morning. Thank you for joining the show. First, let me get this out of the way, because we had a great caller ask this question. What is the status on Coleman Thomas?
I would be surprised if he played. I think that's going to be another, offensive line injury that he's going to have to deal with this weekend. Nothing is set in stone there. You know, Hoke wouldn't comment on any of those injuries yesterday. But just knowing and hearing what Coleman was kind of dealing with post-game this past weekend in Missouri, I would say he's probably doubtful right now, and possibly maybe Tennessee could get Drew Richmond back, and so the reshuffling on the offensive line would kind of continue.
Awesome, man. That's so exciting there, Jesse. What happened, man, over the last 12 to 16 months at Tennessee? This team filled with NFL talent, had opportunity to make a run for a championship, and it kind of fell apart in the last 16 months. Jesse, what happened, man? What happened? Without saying injuries, you know, I mean, without using injuries as an excuse.
Yeah, I mean, to me, and I covered Florida for 4 years before I moved to Knoxville, and have been here the last 2 years of Butch Jones' tenure. And I think the most obvious thing, and I'm going to have a column on this on BallQuest coming out tomorrow, kind of the misguided tale of Butch Jones to me is that ultimately he just never grasped the CEO nature of running a program of this magnitude. And that went with staff continuity. That went with developing the roster, you know, roster management. This the new coach, whoever it's going to be, is going to inherit an offensive line that's going to be down maybe 8 or 9 players next year. I mean, you're going to have to really hit that hard on the recruiting trail, possibly even looking at grad transfers just because of the way the roster has been managed at Tennessee the last few years. I think ultimately, you know, him not developing the players on the roster and valuing recruiting and flipping the roster each year instead of really developing the guys that are on his team, ultimately, that's the reason that Tennessee's depth problems have manifested itself. And so, you know, the injuries did happen, but then Tennessee had no answers for those injuries. Butch Jones never had an answer how to solve it. It wasn't a one-off problem. This was a 3-year trend at Tennessee that other schools weren't having in terms of these cataclysmic injuries each year. And what undid Tennessee is that Butch Jones didn't have the right players. 36 guys ended up leaving the program. The guys he did have, many high recruits, have kind of underwhelmed, while the T. Higginses or the Jacob Phillipses or the Chase Daniels or the Tyrell Dotsons, Tendarius Hutchinsons, all these guys that are playing in the SEC or big-time conferences are going elsewhere. Jalen McCleskey's kid. You know, there's a lot of guys that Tennessee just kind of totally poo-pooed, and those guys are making plays while the guys on Tennessee's roster simply haven't.
And Jesse, you've kind of become notorious here in the last couple of weeks because you actually asked Butch Jones tough questions, and I think a lot of guys have avoided that because his answers are just always, I mean, call it what it, they're just dumb usually. I don't know how else you want to categorize it, but what was your approach specifically after this Missouri game? You pushed Butch. What were you looking to get out of him in that question, and did you get what you were expecting?
I honestly thought, Charlie, it was a fairly benign question. I mean, I don't think, you know, the whole idea of journalism is not printing what someone else does not want printed. You know, that's just public relations then. So that's not my job. I'm gonna tout a coach when they're doing well, and I'm gonna ask a real question when things are, you know, kind of going off the rails.
Preach.
And after a team had just lost by 30-some-odd points to a bad Missouri team, it was kind of inexplicable that, you know, one of the first questions wasn't asked, hey, you know, coach, you're in a tough spot, but do you feel like you actually have the support of your athletic director? Do you feel like you're still in charge of this program? And I wasn't surprised that Butch scoffed at it, but it was at least something that had to be asked, and it was just, it's no different than after Alabama. When I asked a similar type question, which is why he kind of, you know, tossed back the consistency clip, and that's fine. I mean, Butch was totally fine with me off to the side, but you know, he was raw in that moment, but you know, he had a job to do, and we have a job to do. So I'm not trying to dance on a man's grave while he's down. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to do my job, and that was a question that, frankly, had to be asked. And again, I honestly think it was pretty benign. I mean, yep. I could have, or somebody could have straight up asked, do you feel like you're the man that should be in charge of this program? And that wasn't asked. So.
Yep. Fair question. That was definitely fair.
Yeah. And then, of course, with this John Curry press conference, you asked the question that sort of became a meme. You asked John Curry, does he have a comment on John Gruden? He kind of gave this like sly smile. What was your takeaway after his answer there?
Yeah, my takeaway there and the kind of the reason I asked that question is that was another one to me, journalistically, I just thought with the amount of swirling speculation out there, you at least had to get a guy when we're not going to hear from Curry publicly again, just on the record to see what he's going to say. That reaction, the Grinch sly smile is obviously, you know, a well-publicized meme now. But I think I also, and on my follow-up, they got that sly. It was just really trying to understand the nuances of what Curry's thinking in terms of how he's going to approach this search. How do you navigate with all the rumors and stuff? And so that was the reason I asked that question. And the follow-up, I think, has honestly, the response that elicited was, it's, can Tennessee actually go after an NFL guy? Not even necessarily John Gruden. John Gruden doesn't have a job right now, but Doug Marrone, you know, that's a name that's been popular. I know he's, you know, he arguably should have gotten the job here in 2012 after several other guys had turned him down instead of giving it to Butch. But Doug Marrone and some of these other guys that have, you know, been, have reported interest in Tennessee and the NFL, part of the reason I asked that is because the timeline just doesn't mesh.
Correct.
And I think Curry kind of indicated that as much with that sly remark, because if Tennessee's going to get an NFL coach, one of those guys would effectively, if they're employed, would have to pull a Bobby Petrino. And I just don't see that happening, because I think John Curry absolutely intends to have a guy, you know, that Sunday or Monday after Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wants them, rocking and rolling into that first recruiting official visit weekend in December, and then getting ready for the early signing period. Curry understands the magnitude of this new recruiting period and how important it is for Tennessee's class that already had so many early enrollees. My colleague and I, Austin Price, were talking about this last night. I think the smartest thing John could do is to announce the football coach, Tennessee's next football coach, on that Sunday afternoon after the Vanderbilt game. And then on Monday morning, have Tennessee's new coach in Nashville for the Mr. Football Awards, looking right at Cade Mays and Brant Lawless and those guys that they have to keep in this class, in the 2018 class moving forward.
And then that Saturday, you have the SEC Championship game, and they'll be talking about Tennessee's new coach, too, then, too. So that would be a really, really, really good move. There's been reports about recruits that have talked to Coach Jones and they said that coach told them that, hey, hold tight. I'll tell you where I'm going, and you know, we'll get back to you. People basically taking away that he's trying to tell kids not to go to Tennessee. Have you heard anything of that nature?
We've talked to a lot. Austin and I have talked to a lot of guys, and no one told us explicitly that, hey, Butch was like, go find a new spot, and then I'll give you a call. But he absolutely did, you know, tell some guys that, hey, if I get a landing gig, expect a call from me. You know, that's the same, similar thing that Coach O did when he was here, and both at USC. It's not particularly surprising. I don't think it's not a particularly good look for Butch. But considering I don't see him getting a new job, I think now that's just kind of going to be water under a bridge, and I wouldn't really worry about it.
Yeah, I agree. So, you know, you asked a question about Gruden. Let me ask you this, and joined by Jesse Simonton of VolQuest here on the show. Who, besides John Gruden, is Tennessee going to look at, and what's Tennessee's chances with John Gruden? I have heard my fair share of things going on behind the scenes with John Gruden. But I want to hear your opinion, and I want to hear other coaches besides John Gruden that Tennessee is looking at.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys have obviously been covering it every day, too. We have at VolQuest as well. I mean, the last 6 weeks just on Rocky Top, with everything both on and off the field at Tennessee, has been kind of like a Shakespeare play.
Yes.
And I think it's been this drama that everyone's ready to get over. Well, now the play is over, and now it's John Curry's chance to kind of write the epilogue. And everyone obviously wants it to be John Gruden. And John Gruden has absolutely contacted some people with interest about this Tennessee job. He's obviously done this song and dance before, though.
Yep.
You know, I joked in my column on Sunday night that, you know, he's Tennessee's forbidden fruit. And that smile that Curry gave me only made Gruden even more desirable.
Yeah.
I still think when it comes down to brass tacks, does John Gruden really want to recruit? You know, he's gone on record and also privately to coaches and other folks that, you know, he does not like the idea and has no time. He doesn't want to placate to kids. He doesn't want to placate to parents, and that's stuff that he doesn't have to do in the professional ranks. Has he changed his heart there? Perhaps. There's been a lot of, obviously, misinformation out there about who he has and maybe hasn't talked to. VolQuest has confirmed that, you know, T. Martin and John Chavis and Terry Fair and some of these guys that have been bandied about, he has not contacted those guys for positions at Tennessee.
True.
Other names possibly, but those guys specifically are big names that have been out there that he has. But I think when it's all said and done, Tennessee's going to get a new football coach that's not John Gruden, but I understand them taking a big swing there. If it's not Gruden, I think the biggest name and most reasonable name is Dan Mullen. He kind of lined the dominoes up. You know, if the Chip Kelly-Scott Frost dynamic thing is going on at Florida, Mullen has long been looking to get out of Starkville. He hadn't particularly interviewed well at Miami and Penn State and some other spots in the past. I think he's looking for his chance to kind of really make his name in a better environment. Starkville's a heck of a tough place to play. It's the worst place to coach and live. Knoxville's a beautiful city. The resources and environment here is much better. I think Mullen would do great here. He's obviously developed a lot of quarterbacks. He's an odd fit personality-wise, but I think, you know, if he won, obviously that would get over. Mm-hmm. Fans would be able to come over that. And if it's not Dan Mullen, because Mullen is going to have other suitors, whether it's A&M, Nebraska, or otherwise, if it's not Mullen, then I think Tennessee's going to have to go down to that kind of tier two where it's, you know, do they dip into the Mike Norvells and the Chad Morrises and the Jeff Broms? So there's obviously a ton of names right now. I thought one of the most interesting takeaways from Curry's pretty deftly dodging most answers on Sunday was just that he confirmed Hubs and others asked him on the record, you know, search firm, yes or no. And he said, not at this time. And I think that kind of indicates that Curry has 2, 3, 4 guys in mind. He's obviously reached out, vetted some guys, and now it's really making that full-throated push, you know, for the next week, 10 days before they, you know, are able to find their exact guy.
Now, this name I did hear about that Tennessee was going to go after, whether it was the big boosters or gave some interest. And I was really scared to say it on the air. Because it's a big name. It's a guy who won championship. But I will ask you this. What about Jimbo Fisher?
Yeah, his name's been tossed around. I think that Jimbo likes people talking about Jimbo.
Yeah.
That's always been kind of my take on that. I think Jimbo would do great here. You know, I think that Jimbo absolutely, you know, talking to some people does not have the fondest favors of his AD. There's certainly some clash in there, so I think that if a job comes open at Texas A&M or comes open at Auburn, those are two places that I think would have serious interest in Jimbo. So if Tennessee, you know, if money is truly not an issue, if the finances are purportedly in place, which Curry said as much and other people have said, Tennessee's never paid $7-8 million for a coach before. They would have to do that if you want to go get Gruden or Jimbo Fisher.
Jesse Simonton here, VolQuest. You covered Florida for a number of years. You've seen that program inside and out, from coaches to boosters to players to support staff to fan base to everything. And Tennessee, we compete against Florida every single year. We compete against Alabama. We've seen these other programs in the SEC around us get it right. What does Tennessee have to do to reach Florida when they had Urban Meyer and things were rolling? What are some things that Tennessee needs to do? We know, obviously, you got to get a coach of Urban Meyer's stature, and it's hard to find that. But you get a good football coach, you can compete for a championship. But what other things do you think Tennessee needs to do to line up with Florida when they were winning championships besides a head coach?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Florida has its own you know, issues right now as well. But I think when Tennessee kind of looks under the hood and they say, how are we going to take the program to the next step? I think it starts with, you know, even stuff on the – people might think that it's on the margins, but are actually super important. Strength and conditioning. They have to get that right. They have to figure out the correct direction. What is Alabama and Georgia and these guys doing that we're not doing? Why are they not falling apart each season? I think that they have to really figure out and better evaluate talent. I mean, again, that's so key in college football right now. Tennessee has all the resources necessary. They're obviously going to dump tons of money in renovating Neyland. The Anderson facility is really nice. They just got the new dorms. You know, the facilities here are very good, and so that's not an issue. That's not a hurdle Tennessee has to go. Now it's just, you know, does Austin Thomas or somebody come back here and a guy that really can understand this state? This state is not – Florida has its advantages in terms of it can just go pick, you know, a great guy from its state each year. Tennessee isn't quite in that environment with the volunteer state, but this state is producing vast more talent than it ever has before, you know, from Nashville to even in East Tennessee here with the amount of 5-stars the last couple of years. Tennessee has to find someone that can lock down this state, find someone that can really get into Memphis. That's an area that Alabama, Ole Miss, and Arkansas have done better than Tennessee, even though it's, you know, a quote-unquote Tennessee town. And so I think I would start there, and then you obviously have – there's the little things on the margins that Tennessee could do as well.
Good stuff, man. Hey, Jesse, if people want to follow you, man, read your work, Phenomenal information today here on the show. We got to get you back more often, man. I have to call your agent and book some more appointments. How can people follow you, man, follow your work, check you out there at VolQuest?
Yeah, come check us out at VolQuest. We actually have a little free sub thing going on right now, but, you know, I have write a lot of columns there. I also do some, you know, I split some recruiting stuff with Austin Price. We got a lot of coverage. You can follow me on Twitter at Jesse R.E. Simonson. So just come check us out there. We'll have plenty of coverage, both, you know, upcoming against another tough game against LSU, but obviously, you know, the coaching search is what anybody and everybody really cares about right now.
Good stuff. Do me a favor, man. Next time you see Hubs and Austin Price, man, slap him upside the back of the head for me. Tell him I said what's up.
I'll bust him here in a couple hours.
Good, man. Thank
Good
you.
Stuff, Jesse.
Thanks for talking, guys. Appreciate it.
Jesse Simonson, VolQuest here on the Swain event. Good stuff from Jesse.
Dropping all the knowledge.
Dropping some truth bombs. Keeping it real.
No, Jesse does an awesome job. He's
very consistent.
Just very, very good at his job.
He gave us the John Curry smirk. It was his question about John Gruden that delivered that smirk. So thank you, Jesse. We really appreciate that, man.
We are indebted to you.
Man, you just made Twitter better with the memes. The side-by-side of Curry and the Grinch. The Grinch.
Yeah, he gave me my biggest tweet from the weekend. I just put that John Curry smile and the Grinch side by side, and it got retweeted a bunch of times. So, shout out to Jesse for that too. I benefited from his question myself.
Hopefully, John Curry is not the Grinch who stole Christmas, but the AD who stole the SEC. Let's hope that he can do that with his next hire. And let's hope that it's not just the SEC, but it's the Grinch who stole college football. Because Tennessee is one of those programs that ain't about just winning the SEC. It's great, but top 15 program, top 10 program. Let's make this hard to steal college football. Still SEC on the way.
Make no mistake, Tennessee has every single marker of a program that could win a national championship, except the coach. That's what it's missing. Fill out the formula. You got the facilities. You got the money. You got the boosters. You got the fans. You got the stadium. Get a coach. Get a coach who can win you that.
Well, looking forward to it, man. See what John Curry's going to do. I've told people he's working behind the scenes. Folks didn't want to believe it. People still was freaking out.
Deep breaths.
Just relax. Walk away from the ledge. He was working. That's why... In his press conference on Sunday, he said, no search firm right now. Well, if you don't need a search firm right now, that means you already have some guys in mind, like Jesse just said, which means you've been working behind the scenes the whole time. Got to put two and two together. Swain Event, be right back. Hour three of the Swain Event is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
When you're out running around shopping for all your holiday gatherings, don't forget to grab the Mrs. Grissom's. Mrs. Grissom's salads and cheese spreads are perfect when you need a delicious, easy meal and ready-to-eat containers the whole crowd will enjoy, like the select old-fashioned pimento cheese or cranberry pecan chicken salad or the classic Mrs. Grissom's ham salad. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Find recipe ideas and coupons at MrsGrissom's.com.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the Sip by Sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week and you'll notice a difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a Chocolate Gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King, delicious and nutritious, the healthy alternative to fast food.
Don't forget the peanut butter.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
Tis the season for family, fellowship, and food. Don't miss the holidays by slaving away in the kitchen. How about a dead-end rendition on your holiday tradition? Celebrate with a festive holiday meal from Top 100 Barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Their holiday menu offers traditional dishes with a dead-end twist, or you can choose from any of the house favorite dead-end sides. And don't forget about dessert with their homemade pumpkin cheesecake squares. For more info, contact Dead End's catering department at 865-414-9417 or log on to deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue. The catering search is over.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
Gentlemen, it is No Shave Movember. You know what that means. Time to change the face of your health for the better. Take the first step and get your levels checked by someone you trust. I personally recommend going to the Low T Center. That's where I got my levels tested. Their physicians exclusively diagnose and treat men for low T. At Low T Center, they know we hate going to the doctor. That's why they make it easy and quick. With their on-site lab, you will get results back in about 20 minutes, and most health insurance is accepted. This Movember, Low T Center is offering a testosterone and prostate level test with an assessment for only $50. Guys, come on now. Take the first step. 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Want a custom-themed tumbler, bottle, or koozie to show off your team spirit the way you want to? Look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. All of their tumblers, bottles, and koozies are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the tumbler market. Game Time Sidekicks offers full-color tumblers with many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around. With the holidays right around the corner, a Game Time Sidekick product makes the perfect gift. Use promo code Swain at checkout to get 20% off your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler. Carry your team with Game Time Sidekick.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
This is Ron. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, my Yorkshire Terrier has chewed up the legs on my kitchen table. Is there a cheap way to repair that?
Great question.
Take a walnut and rub it into the legs of your table. That'll mask the scratches. Next thing you want to do is ditch the terrier and get yourself a proper dog. Any dog under 50 pounds is a cat, and cats are pointless.
Fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180.
Welcome back. Take a look at the on-air text box. You can use that there in your app, free for Android and Apple devices. Aaron says, how big of a blow is losing Shockey and Alante, two recruits? I mean, it's a big blow. Alante Taylor got that dream offer from Alabama he tweeted about. I thought he was going to go to Alabama anyways. But I think with this hire that John Curry's going to make, I think Tennessee will have a chance with all those guys who decommitted. I think they'll have a chance with players from other classes. When you have transition, you're going to have the class affected in some way. It is what it is. It's something you deal with. You just try to hold on and not lose the entire class, but I think they'll have a chance with those players once we get a new head coach. EB says, was a fan when you played. Just started following Twitter and listening to your show. Much respect, man. Good insight. Thank you, EB. Stoop says, isn't Gruden supposed to be in Knoxville weekend of Vandy game? Press conference? Ha-ha, groomers. I had heard that he's supposed to be in this part of the country actually this weekend, so we'll see. And I really trust the person who told me that.
I did actually have, I can say this because, I mean, it's basically total speculation. I had a friend of mine tell me yesterday, text me, and said that his boss had boarded a plane at McGee Tyson yesterday with John Gruden. McGee Tyson being Knoxville's airport, if you don't know. And I just thought, wouldn't John Gruden be flying, like, private?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. Is $6.5 million enough to fly private? I don't know how expensive flying private is.
That's why you can't mention everything you hear, man. You got to make sure that you find out if it's
coaching searches true. Will bring out the worst in anybody.
Oh, dude, it's crazy, man. But I can say that Gruden's supposed to be around this weekend. So we'll see, man. We'll see. Again, I believe when I see it. I'm not getting my hopes up. I think it'll be awesome. Gruden's done this before. He loves to flirt, loves to tease. He needs to get this done.
And Gruden is still the odds-on favorite in Las Vegas as of today.
Plus
180.
Turn a blind eye to.
Vegas
knows.
They know what they're doing. Let's get to the phones and let's get Phil in here. Phil, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, number one, what's up?
What's going on, man?
You know what? In all of this turmoil and trouble, I found a silver lining. I'm 64 years old, be 65 next month, and I'm glad that I lived when I lived to see. I can barely remember Jim McDonald and Harvey Robinson's tenure, and that's what we're coming out of right now. And I can remember Doug Dickey bringing this school and this program up to where General Nealon had it. And I've got to experience Phil's 16 years and that 1998 Fred White National Championship team. And I'm going to tell you something, Jason.
Got chills.
Ooh. Ain't going to happen again in my lifetime. This school is sunk. Because of what they did, what the administration did to them in that program, it ain't going to happen no more. But I got to see it, so I'm just going to be a little selfish. I mean, what is the big deal about hiring a good coach? You and I both know, because you played. Players know players, and coaches know coaches. So let's get a coach that did something for this school, that knows what he's doing and knows other coaches, and get a damn head coach in here that can win. But they ain't going to do that. They're going to hire the press conference. They're going to hire 2-15 Dan Mullen. Y'all have a good one. I've had my day. God bless y'all.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks for that phone call.
Phil is a little pessimistic.
Did you just say 2-15 Dan Mullen?
Yeah, who is he referring to? Dan Mullen was basically a couple of plays away from beating Alabama over the weekend. But
I understand why
I don't agree personally. It's all still here for Tennessee.
I understand why Phil said what he said.
I do too.
There's when anyone gives their take, first is I ask myself, do I understand where they're coming from? Yeah, I do understand where you're coming
That's
from.
That's fair, Jason.
Doesn't mean I agree with it all, but there's two layers to this for me. I can understand but not agree, or I can understand and disagree. In this particular case, I understand why he feels that way. Look at the last few hires. Look at what's going on. I get why he feels that way. The Tennessee ain't going to hire a good coach. They're going to hire the press conference. Hire the guy that sounds great. I understand because we've done it before. I get it. I hope Phil has another 30-plus years on this beautiful earth. I really do, because that would give us more time to get deliver some wins for Phil. But I understand why he feels that way. Now, I don't think that he's going to be right. I don't think Tennessee over the next, and I hope Phil is healthy, really healthy, so he can see another 30 years.
Absolutely.
But I just feel like, man, over that time, Tennessee's going to compete for a championship. Will they win one? I don't know. They should. No reason why they should not win a championship, man. No reason. They shouldn't.
But you look, Alabama was truly out in the woods for 15 years, And now they are an absolute dynasty.
Nothing's out of the realm.
The greatest dynasty that has occurred in my lifetime on a college football field. And so, you find that right guy. It's just the right fit at the right time, and he's a great coach. Man, don't count anything out. Exactly like I said earlier, this program has every marker of a national championship program except the coach. Find that coach.
Jason made some good points, though. You need a strength coach. You better get someone that can evaluate talent. We need the leadership to be on the same page, everyone pulling in the same direction, academics understanding. Hey, we got this guy who's really good at football. Now, we're not going to bring a guy in that's failing in everything and, it'd be a miracle to get him in. But someone on the line, hey, 1 foot on the line, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, academically is a question. He's really good. Let's make the move and make him evolve and provide those resources that can help him academically.
Just needs a little help in science.
He just needs a little help in math, a little help in reading, a little help in writing. Whereas before, maybe sometimes academic side wasn't willing to help the football program with allowing those guys to get in. That's what type of togetherness we need as a university. Football, academics, working with athletics, because we understand that football brings in a lot of money, and it helps everyone. It helps the school. The school makes money.
Sets the tone in the entire city.
Helps everyone. So we need football to be healthy. Swain Event, be right back. One last segment on the show. Don't go anywhere.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Goes your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress. There are always a large number of pests that invade homes in the spring. Box elder bugs, stink bugs, ladybugs, etc. What you may not know is that they set up shop in the fall for a spring invasion. Southeast Pest Control offers a one-time treatment to prevent these flying insects from spending the winter hibernating in your home. The treatment is done completely on the exterior of the house to keep these insects where they belong. Outside, and it leaves no noticeable residue. Success of this treatment is time sensitive though, so act now before they get inside. Visit southeasttermite.com or call 865-925-3700. If you bleed orange and your favorite song is Rocky Top, then it's time to make a trip to Alumni Hall. Look your best this season with new selections from Nike, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, even orange and white fashion dresses and tops for the ladies, not to mention Tennessee Yeti, and you can't forget options for the baby Vols. Be sure to shop at Alumni Hall in Paper Mill Plaza, Turkey Creek, and West Town Mall for the best selection of Vols gear anywhere, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com. Hey, they bleed orange too.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P62279A, Malibu, stock number P62311, plus tax activities. Subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer and dealer incentives and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with the preferred CD. For details.
Limb amputation is an incredibly life-changing event, and an estimated 2 million Americans are currently living as amputees. Thankfully, the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center is here to help restore vitality and mobility for anyone living as an amputee. Premier offers a comprehensive approach to prosthetic patients that begins even before amputation surgery and includes a unique custom-fitting process to give you the most comfortable prosthetic fit possible. Whether you're a new amputee or unhappy with your current prosthetic, the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center can assist you in achieving your individual mobility goals. Call 865-474-7096 or visit premierprosthetic.com to request a free consultation with the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
Animal proteins, 4 to 8 servings daily. Cow, pig, chicken, deer, fish, for sport only. Fish meat is practically a vegetable.
All right, we got about 5 minutes left in today's show. Again, I want to say thanks to Quincy Avery and Jesse Simonton of VolQuest for joining the program today. They did a phenomenal job. So, when is Coach Fulmer's pitcher going back up on the Jumbotron?
We got to figure this out right now.
What are they waiting on?
That would have been a for what? Today, the fact that Butch is still up on that Jumbotron.
Like, I've got a problem with this.
Tear it down.
I'm totally okay with Fulmer going back up. Heck, I'm okay with doing a group picture of all the coaches we've got now. It's better than what we've got currently on that Jumbotron.
I mean, just
you've got a fired man on your Jumbotron.
Make it a power T. Just, you know, nice and simple. And then replace it during the
offseason. Do anything.
Yeah. It's
just change it.
Make it that dope retro... Rifleman logo, that would be sweet.
Something I'm all like about that. The Rifleman logo.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
or that classic like Vols with the stripes?
I don't know how you would take down a coach winning a national championship.
And honestly, it needs to be a point with this next coach that whatever goes back up in Butch's place does not come down for the next guy until he does something truly, truly meaningful. Don't make this mistake again.
Yeah. Dan Mullen, Scott Frost. Give me a look at Jimbo Fisher. You know, we know the Gruden stuff is out there. Boy, until it happens, I believe when I see it. He's flirted before, but it's more serious than ever before. I like Willie Taggart. I think he is an East Coast guy. Matt Campbell's out there. Mike Novell's out there. I think those are tier two guys. You know, well, Matt Campbell's done it. Iowa State's been fantastic. I think Mike Novell is, you know, young. He's energetic. He's a great quarterback developer, offensive guy. Tennessee just can't. They just can't mess this one up. They gotta hit a home run. Got to hit a home run.
Real quick, and this can be for both of you. It just has to be brief. We got 2 minutes. Why is the college football landscape just now learning about Matt Campbell?
You get buried away at Iowa State like that. They haven't done really much of note until this season. Then they've sort of been this giant killer, strangely.
Yeah.
Iowa State's a tough place to win, and he wasn't winning at a high level until this year. But now you got to jump while the iron's hot, because I don't know if you can sustain success at Iowa State.
I want to go through the text box right quick just to acknowledge some of these questions and comments. A few people here, not me, like one or two, they want to all talk about the coaching search. And you're going to get a mix. You're going to get a mix of the coaching search. You're going to get a mix of, you know, kind of what happened in the last 5 years. And the reason why you're going to get a mix of it, because a lot of people were drugged through the mud. You know, Josh Dobbs was a scapegoat for a lot of things that didn't happen. And he was a scapegoat for a lot of the things that went wrong. And I brought on Quincy Avery. So you got Josh Dobbs' side of it a little bit there with why Dobbs wasn't given more opportunities to be successful. I think that's important. Because that's not fair to Josh Dobbs. You know, his legacy is unquestioned, and I want him to have a great feeling about Tennessee. And, you know, he had to block a lot of fans. I get it. You know, that's why I asked Quincy, you know, maybe be a little bit more tougher. But I understand. You just don't want to hear that stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to have people on. I'm going to help clear people's names who were drugged through the mud. I'm going to do that because I'm not going to allow someone to be lied on and not have a voice, and I'm going to give them a voice. So you're going to hear a little bit of what happened in the last couple of years, and you're going to hear about coaching searches. We're going to have guests on. Tomorrow we'll have Chris Lowe. I'll get another guest on. We're going to talk about the coaching search. We're going to move forward. Our future is important. The hire is more important than the fire. I understand that. And so we're going to spend time on both. We will. It's year five and people still bring up Dooley and Lane Kiffin. So it's going to be brought up. It's going to be brought up. I'm not going to spend up my whole show talking about Butch Jones. We didn't today. We didn't today. And ripping on Butch Jones like on Monday. I'm ready to move forward.
I think we should.
But we're going to allow folks that were using a scapegoat, that was thrown on the bus, that was their name ran through the mud. I'm going to help clear that. So, too bad. Let's see here. Bring me Gruden. Let's take back the SEC East. Rumors of Mike Leach to Arkansas.
I actually could see that happening.
I do too. Matt Voss says people on Twitter. starting to get under my skin. Thanks for keeping it real, guys. Much love. Thank you. Somebody wants to know what happened with Dwayne Hendricks. That's simple. Dwayne, kind of like Daniel Helm, did not like kind of the way he was being communicated with in a derogatory way, and he left. That's what he has. God, we gotta go, man. 2 minutes past the top of the hour. It's another show right behind us. So, all right. 865-337-7615. B-Dry Waterproof Hotline is our number. We'll be back tomorrow. Ran out of time today. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your ears. Time is the most valuable thing. Can't ever get that back. So we really appreciate your time, your ears today. And 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll be back bright and early. For Brad, Charlie, I'm Jason Swain. And our show is fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Peace and love. Have a great day.